Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle continues, and now some Ridgeview perspective on our area game of the week broadcast last night with Raptors coach Dale Tokheim as Sioux Central defeats Ridgeview 26-7. Thanks for the time, Dale. I know not the funnest thing to talk about, a tough loss, which would have really given you kind of a stranglehold on one of the two playoff spots in Class A District 2. But first of all, I'm sure got to give Sioux Central credit as they were running the ball at will for 5 to 10 yards, seemingly play after play last night.
Yeah, you do. Brandon Goodchild is a great young coach, and his kids were ready to play, and they came out and they just took it to us. I mean, they were definitely more physical than we were. They executed better than we did, and our defense just did not step up to the plate and make the play like we needed them to. And time of possession was just huge. We couldn't get anything going offensively because if we didn't get a first down and had to punt, I mean, we didn't get the ball back for, 7 minutes, it seemed like, every time. So definitely hats off to them. They deserved it. We knew it was a big game going in. One of the reasons why I'm going to get up and talk to you today is just like I told the boys afterwards, hey, what else are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Are we going to quit? Are we going to regroup? And are we going to learn from our mistakes? And are we going to try to get better? Because our season isn't over. But it's definitely a more uphill battle now than it was if we would have been able to win that game.
Well, you're definitely not going to quit. And let's dive into it more. Three punts to start the game. And you had a really nice drive going, starting at your 11-yard line. Took it to third and goal to go at the one. First play of the second quarter then, couldn't punch it in there, and you were saying a broken play on the fourth down attempt.
Yeah, the third and goal, we had the quarter, and I asked the kids what they really wanted to do, and the linemen said they wanted to run our belly wedge, and they really thought they could get it, and that was probably a bad call on my part. I should have known that they were going to probably double eagle and have those gaps stuffed and be cutting us, and I probably should have called something else, but that's what the kids thought they could get. And then on the fourth down, yeah, we were supposed to go to Kliegel off tackle, and if you saw the hole, it was there. But unfortunately, Jake Tokheim gave it to Kevin McGuire, and I don't know if Kevin was expecting it, and it just took a little bit longer and gave the backside linebacker a chance to come through. But just a broken play there, and it was unfortunate because that would have, I think, changed the whole outlook of the game.
And the Rebels go 95 yards in over 7.5 minutes to take what was a 6-0 lead at halftime. But then you came right out in the second half and put together a 65-yard scoring drive.
Yeah, we made a few adjustments, we thought, and had some nice runs there. And, of course, Jake had a nice pass to Logan. Actually had a couple of passes on that drive, including the touchdown pass. And Logan was probably one of the few bright spots we had offensively. And then Jake passing the ball a few times that we did, he did look good. But a couple of times he didn't, I thought part of that was because our offensive line didn't maybe give him the time that he needed, and he was kind of scrambling and trying to make a play on that interception that he threw. But I was real happy with the way we came out. We take the lead, and then we stop them, and then we throw that interception and give them a short field, and they took advantage of that.
Yeah, took the lead on the Gasberry run and never looked back. And on a few other passing play attempts you had, deep bombs down the sidelines, had opportunities, just couldn't keep the guy in bounds.
Yeah, we were, we talk about a game of inches, and we were right there probably two times, once to Lance Elf and once to Jake Mitchell. And the other time we were on the other sideline, Jake looked like he had it, and he was in bounds, but bounced out of his hands. So we definitely had some opportunities on some bigger pass plays that just didn't come through. And that happens. There's mistakes all around. I mean, what people don't see is a lineman changing kind of a blocking scheme on their own, which allows somebody to rush and put pressure on us, or a drop pass or an interception. I mean, we definitely lost this game as a group, and we just need to regroup and look at the film and learn from it and see if we can't go get Gary.
Well, any final comments? I know you're not going to hang your heads for too long as you got another big one at the district front runner, Garrigan, as you mentioned, next Friday.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's the fourth week in a row. We've got the biggest game in the district, if you ask me. And, you know, I told the guys, just like a win, really, you know, wins you enjoy for a day, and this loss, we're going to, you know, be mad about it for a day, and then we're going to regroup and we're going to learn and try to get better and move forward. So I think the guys will do that, and, you know, we're going to go give it our best shot. Garrigan is a great team, but we'll see how things go.
Sioux Central defeats Ridgeview 26-7. Some words from Raptors coach Dale Tokheim. Thanks again for giving us a few minutes, Dale. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate the coverage.